Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
What's groin. Worse than groin? Crotch? Crotch is terrible.
I don't know. I think groin might be worse than crotch.
Groin?
Actually,
let
no.
Let me suck your crotch.
What?
Like, that
what?
Sounds like a fucking narc at a sting operation.
That sounds like grandma trying to give me head.
My bitch and my fuck. What is it about a good song where you're like, I'll park this goddamn 4 series and just start swinging?
Dude, sometimes I'll be playing Greta Van Fleet and I'm driving 120 miles an hour. Greta Van Fleet giving me hype.
Really? Greta Van Fleet?
Yeah.
Have you ever
listened to them?
I know their music. They're really good.
It's
but
so
do they
good.
Get you like pumped up?
Pumped.
Really?
Pumped. I'm not shitting you. After a good set or whatever, I'll play Greta Van Fleet and I'll literally just drive like crazy.
After a good set?
Yeah.
Usually it's after you bomb, you put on music to take the pain. You ever bomb so hard, you sit in silence, no music?
Every single time. I don't deserve music
after
I bombed.
When was the last time you bombed?
Like bombed?
Bombed.
I mean, it hasn't been for a while.
Okay.
But I mean, okay. You know what I mean. Like, we're skilled enough where we're not going to fucking when eat a cock.
Right. But when was the last time you got off and you were like, delete the voice memo? Because we record the audio so we can listen to it back. When was the last time you were
2 weeks ago?
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like silence cock eating. Like, you go in the corner and the whole, right? When you hear off,
a cricket clear his throat.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Who the hell's that? Jimmy?
Why do crickets always be in the goddamn comedy club? Not when I'm up there.
Yeah, dude.
Tell you what.
Jiminy Cricket. I'm going to name my kid Jiminy Cricket. Jiminy Cricket.
Wait, one is his name. Last name Cricket or he's a cricket?
He is a cricket.
I know, but like legally.
Oh, Jiminy Cricket. I think his last name is Cricket. He works for a wireless company.
Why do they go with Cricket? Usually you're going to be like, actually, what are all
probably
these names?
Some dumbass thing. Well, did you know crickets have telepathy?
Everything's a dumb name.
Boost Mobile, T-Mobile, explain it.
Boost Mobile honestly makes the most sense.
It does.
Out of all of them, but they're
it
the
does.
Worst.
Verizon?
Because you're boosting your mobile capabilities.
Yeah.
Verizon, what are some other ones?
AT&T? At Tit and Tit?
Sheesh.
Did I ever tell you that my dad used to work for this old telecommunications company called MCI, and we used to drive in Baltimore past the AT&T center, and that was their number one competitor, and you'd let us curse at
really?
The AT&T. Yeah.
Wow.
It was like AT&T, their big building.
That's pretty
we
cool.
We were young, bro. We were like 6'7". And he would drive past, and he'd be like, all right, guys, you can go. And I'm like, you bitch shit.
You
never
directed at
bitch.
Him and be like, you should have fucking left me, you pussy. He's like, what? You said we could curse.
Yeah. You can say we could just AT&T. AT&T, still live and popping. If you could own a company right now, what would you own?
Google.
That's a pretty good answer.
What do you want me to say? Papa Hut? Papa Hut! I'm combining the world. Pizza Hut and Papa John's.
Well, Papa Hut. Papa Hut.
Papa Hut. But then it's a plot twist. We start filming porn. Papa Nut.
Papa, ooh, that's pretty good.
Papa
what
Nut.
About Papa Roach? Where did they go?
They're still around. They're making
really?
TikToks.
Oh.
Yeah. So mama wants cum. That means she wants Papa Nut?
Whoa.
Oh. Things are combining. Worlds are shifting.
Whoa.
If you could go back to any year right now, what would you do?
1912.
For what? To be a fucking...
Show him an iPhone and be like, all you bow the fuck down.
Dude, you wouldn't show him an iPhone. You just show him a lighter. And they'd be like, whoa, this guy's a witch. Actually, yeah, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no.
You could save a lot of lives. That's the year the Titanic sank.
Was it?
Yeah.
What'd I do? Don't go on that boat.
Yeah, can you
like,
imagine?
Why? I have Snapchat. Like, all right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, but
trying to get all those people. It's like the nicest vacation they've ever got. They spent $2,000 a ticket, and can you imagine your
Hold
crazy
on.
Ass in front being
dumb
like,
dumb question.
Give it to me.
Titanic's based on a real story.
Yeah.
Yes.
sad.
Yeah. It is really sad.
Really?
Yeah. No, it's more sad. But the Lindbergh blimp.
What's really sad is that happens, and then everyone sits there and like, fuck. And then movie executives are like, yeah. Leonardo. But like, you know, tragedies happen, and then they're like, who wants to play this?
Yeah, of course. Dude, do you think that, you know what's more sad about the Titanic to me? Is that when you say Titanic, you think of Leonardo.
You think of the movie, not
you don't think about all the 4,000 people that died.
That's what I'm saying. That's fucked up. So you think when Leo got the call, he was like, this is big for me? He's like, fuck, I mean, I guess. Do you think he knew that was going to be as big as it was?
Give a mother heck fuck. Oh, you're talking about, did he care? Do you have empathy towards people who died? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Zero.
But that's absolutely what's fucked zero. Up.
First of all, he's 14
Dude,
years old.
They're going to have a pandemic movie. Who's playing it? Well, yeah. Robert Pattinson
and Mark Ruffalo is going to be in the movie somewhere.
God, I hate when they make movies on tragedy.
No, you don't.
It's interesting because they do them so much sooner.
Gotta watch them.
They used to put some time on it. They'd be like, all right, this thing happened 20 years ago.
There was a one where they did like the scary movie of like Karens. We watched it a while ago. I hate when they made like Karen like it was a horror film. Did you guess that?
What's Karen?
What?
Like bitches that named Karen?
Yeah, like, you're being a Karen. They made a scary movie. I think it was on like BET or something, but it was like a white lady neighbor, and then she was like really shitty.
Oh, okay.
And they like put like dramatic films. For me, when Hollywood does stuff like that's like internet culture, it feels like the old guy is like, this is still relevant, you know? Like the classic meme of Steve Buscemi be like, how you doing, fellow kids? That's what it feels like anytime Hollywood's like, the swag lord empire. Like, shut up.
Yeah. It kills me because it always reads as inauthentic. It's always 100%. A 56-year-old white dude that's like that heard his kid say it once on TikTok, and he's I'll pitch it.
I got an audition for The White Man Can't Jump. They're bringing it back. You know who got the role?
Yeah,
Jack Harlow.
Yeah,
Jack.
I was like, why are you even sending me this type of shit?
Pause. Jack Harlow is gonna play
the Woody Harrelson character.
No, yeah. Dude.
Is he Woody Harrelson or he's just like a white dude in it?
I think he's playing the Woody Harrelson character.
No, dude. He's gonna play the Woody Harrelson part.
But here's the thing. One, like they're just attaching big names to it. So people will be like, one, I wanna see Jack Harlow. Two, I wanna see him act. Three, it's like they always do that. They always get somebody
who's
really famous.
Yeah, but not Jack Harlow, dog. Like, I'm trying
to think. Bro, fucking Dua Lipa was like Charizard the other day. Who was? No, Cabela.
Uh-huh. Camila Cabello.
Was
Snow White. Cinderella.
Snow White, something.
Yeah, Cinderella.
Do you think anybody was listening to music like, she can act?
Nobody knows what's happening. I hear what you're saying. When are they going to make the Boston Massacre movie?
Who's going
to
be
Someone
in it?
Someone has the rights to it. That's what's crazy. Like, it's in development somewhere, I'm sure. Someone probably 100%. Already has, like...
It's so fucked that these things happen, and then they immediately turn it in to what... The tragedy is like, and then they're like... Ugh.
How bad does Justin Bieber suck at acting? He's never been in anything. I mean, I guess he doesn't have to be, but
he's just so famous that it's like, you see him, and you're like, this is Justin Bieber, Bieber.
But, like, Rihanna was in movies and shit. She was actually pretty good.
Rihanna's hot.
Bad.
She's pregnant, you idiot.
I know she's pregnant. I know she is.
What is Jack Harlow playing?
Says he's starring in it.
Yeah, okay. Who's playing Wesley Snipes? Michael B. Jordan?
He be booking roles.
Well, he's the hottest man in the fucking world.
Hot.
He takes his shirt off and they go, hey, I know where I want to come.
What do you do if you're in line at Disneyland?
On his tits.
Nothing better than a good response time. I was saying, if you guys are in line and you're holding your girlfriend's hand and then he walks up behind you, just separates your hands and then holds her hand, then moves you to the right hand side.
Fine. I would say
hold his hand.
Yeah, I would say just let me know when you're done fucking her so I can smell her cooter. I'll be honest, he's bad.
Hot.
You ever seen him in oh man, what's that Marvel movie where he played the bad guy? He had the little soup hair.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh shit! Oh my god! Oh my god, Gabe! I know you're looking up stuff, but help me.
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh man, that's okay.
What's a Marvel movie?
Movie that he was in with the soup hair. Michael B. Jordan. He's super hot.
Oh, he looked a little emo.
Yeah.
The Black Panther.
Wakanda.
Wakanda. Black Panther.
Black Panther. We got
it. Yeah.
He was a bad guy in Black Panther. Hey, hell. He had a swoop. You ever see the swoop?
Yeah, you got to look like a bad guy. If you're hot, you can't be a hot bad guy. Or
yes,
if you do,
you can.
No, you can, but you have to have like one thing different about you. It's like, Whoa, Michael B. Jordan? Whoa, he has bangs. That's a bad guy.
Oh, I understand what you're saying. If you're like that hot, you have to have some type of weird thing about you to be a bad guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They always have something with their hair. It's always like puffed up super high or something.
Yeah, yeah, or just like a weird jacket.
Where's the weirdest place you've ever watched porn? Either on purpose or on accident. And on accident, I mean, you open up your laptop on a flight and you go, hold up.
Right.
And you go, let me click this out. Oh, wait, I like this scene.
In my nephew's nursery.
Ooh.
What? What did you just say? Out loud, recorded on an audio and video podcast? Nephew's nursery? What does that mean? What is it, like a nursery rhyme? Nursery? Is that where they're born?
It's like it's essentially his closet. I'll be doing things in closets.
What the fuck?
He wasn't in there.
I'd hope not.
I was staying in my sister's house.
What? Why is it called a nursery?
It's literally, man, it's like where his changing he's older now, but it's where his changing table was. It was essentially his closet. It all his clothes and stuff, diapers, and then his changing table.
You were watching porn on there?
Dude, I had to get away. I didn't want someone to come through the door. And my nephew, like, you want to play?
Bath? Room.
Yeah, probably better. That's definitely probably better.
You really let that one go quick. You're like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably better for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like late and I don't know, man. It just, I don't know. I remember that I was with my sister for like 2 weeks. I was like helping her with her newborn. And I was just like, it's just like one point. Cause you're like constantly, you're helping with the newborn. She has two other kids. You're helping with two other kids and like you're making family dinner and like just trying to help out what you can. And then she picked my head up and it was like 6 days later and I like was full up. I was full. You ever have those moments you go, well, yeah. I'm either going to shoot up a Papa John's or I got to go with this nursery.
You ever,
yes.
Would you ever be on like family vacations and go beat the old meat somewhere?
Yeah. Single time.
Your parents had to know.
Of course.
You're not taking a fucking 20 minute shit at 3 a.m.
Dude, do you understand that every single time when I was younger, I would be on a family vacation and I would be on the beach. And for some reason about the beach, maybe the feet's out, whatever. But like the beach, I'd be horned up and I'd be like, oh, I'm hungry. I shall make a sandwich. And my mom's like, all right, have fun. And I would have to.
Cock time.
Cock.
And you come back 20 minutes later, you're like, God, what are we eating for lunch? She's like, didn't you? Oh, penis.
Yes. That's right.
Well, goddamn. This is your beloved Trevor Wallace. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, just know we drop full-length ad-free episodes every single Friday on our Patreon. That's 4 extra episodes for $5 a month. 4 bonus episodes, $5 a month.
And we have been doing this since October 2019. Yep, motherfucking through Rona. So that is a fuck ton of episodes. Goddamn, go sign up. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go sign up, only $5 a month. God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.